make comments yesterday. They heard the glorious voice of Mr. Buckley yesterday and wondered if I was going soft. Well, if you thought that was going soft, hold on to your hats, and I will recover from it afterwards. But Jeff, you know, it was such a loss, the fact that this young man at the age of 30 decided to go for an impromptu swim.
This is the Quality News Network. Coinciding with the White House visit today by Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, the Bush administration agreed to lift economic and diplomatic sanctions against the West Bank. The move is designed to support moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the power struggle between Hamas and Fatah. In Strasbourg, France, European officials today agreed with Israel's foreign minister to free up funds for the new government of Abbas and to continue to freeze funding to Hamas. In Kabul, a suicide bomber attacked a bus filled with police trainers yesterday. 35 people were killed, 52 wounded. It was the fifth suicide bombing in 3 days and the deadliest single insurgent attack since the U.S. invasion in 2001. In eastern Afghanistan, a U.S. airstrike on a compound thought to contain al-Qaeda killed 7 militants and 7 children. The compound contained a mosque and a school. Also Sunday, 3 NATO soldiers and their Afghan interpreter were killed in a roadside bombing south of Kandahar. In Iraq, since Saturday, 3 U.S. soldiers were killed in roadside explosions. 52 Iraqis were killed, more than 70 wounded. In southern Iraq today, British troops are engaged in a fierce house-to-house battle with Shia militants. At least 36 Iraqis have been killed and 100 wounded. Iraq's foreign minister meets with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in Washington today. North Korea announced UN's nuclear watchdog will send inspectors to the country next week to begin the process of dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear weaponry program. Russia's top news service reported today North Korea would be willing to begin shutting down its main nuclear reactor in July. In Hawaii, the Volcanoes National Park has been shut down following a flurry of more than 260 small earthquakes that began Sunday morning. Only 10 of the quakes have exceeded a magnitude 3 on the Richter scale. Geologists continue to monitor the situation today. Jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman has been hospitalized after collapsing with heat stroke at a Tennessee jazz festival yesterday. Coleman is 77. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
If you're a news junkie, there's a book you must read called Don't Mess with the Press, How to Write, Report, and Produce Quality Television News. Don't Mess with the Press is a textbook for journalism students and a handbook for people already in the business. While written primarily as an instructional guide, Don't Mess with the Press is also useful for people who follow the news closely, who want to understand how news decisions are made by quality reporters to ensure they get the best news coverage possible. Don't Mess with the Press was written by Tony Seaton, founder and executive producer of the Quality News Network. Tony began his broadcast journalism career in his teens, eventually covering Watergate, 6 elections, 5 space shots, and a wide range of general news. He also produced Barbara Walters news interviews for ABC. Ordering information for Don't Mess with the Press can be found at qualitynewsnetwork.com. Visit our website and click on the Don't Mess with the Press link.
Brazilian scientists say they've established that the Amazon, not the Nile, is the longest river in the world. The researchers discovered a new starting point for the Amazon in Peru, making the Amazon 4,250 miles long, 76 miles longer than the Nile. Blockbuster announced it will feature high-definition DVDs exclusively in the Blu-ray format. The decision was greeted with disappointment by makers of Blu-ray's Competition HD. Blockbuster operates 1,450 outlets nationwide. Bloomberg News Service reports the New York Mercantile Exchange is exploring its acquisition by one of 3 of its counterparts, including the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. NYMEX, the largest energy market in the world, is valued at $14.3 billion. Winnebago posted a decline in quarterly earnings of nearly 14.5%. Shares of the motorhome manufacturer fell 2%. Sales at the Iowa-based company have been hurt by high gasoline prices. Light sweet crude is trading at $67.45 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange, gold at $661.90 an ounce. You can find more at our website, QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. Yeah. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
Well, all right, everybody. Welcome aboard, Foxed Up here for a Monday morning. Good morning to you. And we're going to 11 here at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in the new slot. So, you know, welcome, welcome, welcome. And, Joe Vecchio will be following me with the Cup of Joe show. This is the new way, the way things are going to be, and tonight is the big debut of Strictly Confidential. Boy, is that going to be fun. I tell you, I've been in a very non-green research mood as of late, but we're going to do green stuff today. However, in preparation, we've got a guest coming on Wednesday, and this is going to be, I think, rather fascinating. I will post to the blog tomorrow a link to a wonderful op-ed piece over at opednews.com from a gentleman by the name of Joel Hirshhorn. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Now, Joel's going to join us on Wednesday to talk about a thing called an Article 5 convention. Now, like many of you who listen to The Horn, you're completely fed up with the state of the United States government. And it's gotten to the point now that it crosses party lines. After the Democrats stabbed us in the back with the supplemental funding bill, when they know we elected them in numbers to shut this bloody, illegal, unjustified war down, and they go behind our backs and deny us our voice. And Mr. Hirshhorn like I said, go to opednews.com. You'll be able to find it. There's this piece called Americans Unready to Revolt Despite Revolting Conditions. And he's authored a book called Delusional Democracy, which I'm going to order from Amazon. And he's also a guest that I think we might have to have, you know, if he pans out to be what I think he is, we're going to have him on again because he's written a number of environmental books and societal books. And this piece discusses the option of this Article 5 convention. Now, the Article 5 convention basically is that wonderful little thing built into our laws that state when the government stops serving the will of the people, we can call for basically a realignment of the government to the Constitution. It only takes two-thirds of the states to call this thing. Now, I'm not going to get into detail with this because I really want him to explain this to you. And I really hope that you tune in on Wednesday and let people who don't make it for this show normally, let them know about this, because I really think that this is a discussion that we need to have in this country. Our government has been hijacked. And I mean, you know, this all sounds, you know, very, very, to some it sounds extremist, but I'm sorry, it's not. In fact, on opednews.com, one of my pieces was published yesterday, something that I sent around to a number of you about the second American Revolution. Is it time yet? And the response has been rather profound. And I really think there's a growing mood in this country for real change. And we're not talking about this, well, we'll just elect better people. Well, you know what? Every time we keep thinking that we elect better people, they're just as corrupt and bent as the last lot. And even though that this is not directly an environmental issue, it has everything to do with the what's happening to our planet. Because until we get our lawmakers and our representatives to actually represent us, nothing is going to change. And I'm getting really, really disturbed about the situation. You know, we've had you know, bogus elections for years now. For all of the talk, when it comes to the key issue that we voted the Democrats in for, they turn around and screw us. They've turned around and laughed in our face. And they seem to have forgotten that we are the ones that put them into power to represent us. But they're laughing at us. And I think it really is time. You know, I call for this thing on you know, for the second American Revolution. Now, I don't want a bloodbath. That's not what I'm looking for. And the Article 5 Convention is the way we can do this peacefully. And in fact, the Founding Fathers gave this to us. And I'm still getting my head around exactly what this is all about. And, you know, I think Al Gore's book, you know, about the dialogue in this nation all applies to this. And, you know, I mean, something seriously has to change. I mean, it's just, I feel like I'm talking till I'm blue in the face about issues that are important to you and me, and yet our elected representatives don't seem to give a damn about us. They pay us lip service until we get them into office, and then they take the money from the lobbyists and just screw us. They kick us in the ass and say nothing and smile. And I can't stand it. And I know I'm not the only one. And I don't want to fall into a pit of despair either, because I believe that there has to be a way for us to correct the problem. And in Eastern European nations over the last decade, there have been bloodless coups. And how has that usually taken place? By taking over the media. And I'm going to be very curious to see what Mr. Hirshhorn has to say on some of these issues. So, all right, folks, we're going out to our first break here. So we're going to get into some green stuff. We got a really groovy track of the day today. We got some Crowded House today, some just lovely, lovely, lovely Kiwi music. So stick around, folks. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal and progressive voice. And we will be right back after this.
It's all right.
This is Bill O'Brien with a message that pretty much defines Concord University. It's from Emily Dickinson. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any courses like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppressive toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. Respect for learning, a mission to deliver education that touches souls, consideration to what students can afford, career rewards that pay dividends far beyond the dollars earned. At Concord, we've never crossed that important line between the business of education and education as a business. The first is extremely serious. It changes lives and connects with the moral and the spiritual. We're good at that. The second is no less serious. It raises ethical concerns, however. We avoid that. Concord University, the frugal chariot that bears human souls. Call the Concord Admissions Office 1-888-384-5249.
And again, I was talking about the Republican debate. So we'll get to the point where we're going to drag a terrorist out to the stage with the Republicans, and they're all going to take turns kicking him in the nuts and see who the audience cheers for the most. That's going to determine who's going to be the Republican candidate. Because that's what they are. Kick him in the nuts. How do they do that on South Park? Rochambeau. They're going to Rochambeau the terrorists.
Ah, rub my nipples while I torture this little piggy.
Now that sounds pretty sweet to me.
The Cup of Joe radio show with your host, the working man's thinking man, Joe Vecchio. 11 a.m. to noon weekdays here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
Across the night was the moon that stole my slumber. Across the night, I fell in love with people sleeping.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And, some lovely silver chair to bring us back in. And, I swear, there are just some times where, you know, the world is just insane. And most of that insanity comes from the United States. Oh, my God. If I had a God. Anyway, if there was a God, because there isn't, but that's a whole other story. Get this. This one, I've had this I never got to this all last week, and I had a whole bunch of people email me this story, and I thank everybody for this, because this just shows the insanity of why we get nowhere when it comes to alternative fuels, aside from the fact that our federal government is completely toothless, have no spine, and unfortunately, all they understand is the lobby money. Get this. Bob Teixeira, if I pronounce that right, decided it was time to take a stand against U.S. dependence on foreign oil. So last fall, the Charlotte musician and guitar instructor spent $1,200 to convert his 1981 diesel Mercedes to run on vegetable oil. He bought soybean oil in 5-gallon jugs at Costco, spending about 30% more than diesel would cost. His reward from the state that heavily promotes alternative fuels? A $1,000 fine last month for not paying motor fuel taxes. He's been told to expect another $1,000 fine from the federal government. And to legally use vegetable oil, state officials told him he would have to first post a $2,500 bond. He is one of a growing number of fuel-it-yourselves backyard brewers who recycle restaurant grease or make moonshine for their car tanks. They do it to save money, reduce pollution, and thumb their noses at oil sheiks. They're also caught in a web of little-known state laws that can stifle energy independence. And this is from Charlotte.com, and it's been in a couple of other places. State Senator Stan Bingham, Republican from Davidson, is known around rally for his diesel Volkswagen fueled by used soybean oil. The sports car, OPEC sign. If somebody was going to go to this much trouble to drive around in a car that uses soybean oil, they ought to be exempt from state taxes, he said. This is a Republican. The North Carolina Department of Revenue, which fined Teixeira, has asked legislators to waive the $2,500 bond for small fuel users. The department also told Teixeira, after the Observer asked about this case this week, that it will compromise on the fine. Compromise. Now, I understand, and they say in the article, I understand that, you know, fuel taxes partially go for road maintenance and these other things, but please. You know, this is the same concept of, you know, in West Virginia where they've got all these windmills, but yet you can't buy, as a citizen of West Virginia, you can't buy any power from those wind farms because of the coal lobby. I mean, this is just pure, unadulterated freaking insanity. This one made my head spin. And it continues on, says, state policies firmly endorse alternative fuels. In 2005, legislators directed state agencies to replace 20% of their annual petroleum use with alternatives by 2010. About 6,000 of the state's 8,500 vehicles are equipped to use ethanol. The state fleet also includes about 135 gas-electric hybrids. Few states, however, are prepared to regulate the new fuels, as the National Veg Oil Board, which promotes vegetable oil fuel. State officials do not have the forms to appropriately and fairly deal with veg oil, nor the staff to enforce the non-existent forms, said Director Cynthia Shelton. So either they tell people inquiring about compliance to get lost, or they make them jump through a bunch of arbitrary hoops. Boy, is this holding progress back in the most stupid ways. I mean, this is insane. And completely unfair. And he was done in by a bumper sticker. His story began near Lowe's Motor Speedway on May 14th as recreational vehicles streamed in for race week. Revenue investigators were checking fuel tanks of diesel RVs for illegal fuel. The investigators quickly spotted Texiera's passing bumper sticker powered by 100% vegetable oil. It was like some twist of fate that put me there, he said. It was like I was asking for them to stop me. Texiera says revenue officials are just doing their jobs, but he thinks it's unfair that he was lumped with people who purposely try to avoid fuel taxes. Individuals who are trying to do the right thing environmentally cannot and should not continue to take this kind of financial hit. He wrote his governor. Texiera says he'll pay the state fine and apply for a state fuel license, but pumping regular diesel again broke my heart. I'm ready to get myself legal, he said, and start using vegetable oil again. Absolutely insane. Unbelievable. All right, with that, to celebrate the rain here, and even though that this song is actually more about emotions and depression and all that, we've had just incredible rains, and we've got another low-pressure system coming through that's supposed to have it rain all week again, which is really great for the reservoirs. Now, so New South Wales has actually gotten some serious rain for the first time in a long time. But today, I've had warm sunshine, I've had cold winds, we've had rain. The only thing we haven't had here is snow. So I figured, for no other reason, that it was just a really dumb lateral connection from Crowded House's wondrous album Woodface. Great bunch of Kiwis. And just awesome, awesome, awesome band out of New Zealand who have reformed for the Live Earth concert, actually. So they'll be playing here in Sydney. They've released their first new song in many, 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 many years with a studio drummer. New song sounds great. However, I figured this is just a wonderful song. It's a beautiful tune. And for no other reason than I just think that this is one of the greatest bands to ever come from this area of the world. Without further ado, Four Seasons in One Day. Roll it, Bob.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination. Worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day, smiling as the shit comes down. You can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, the creek and through the mill. Like all the things you can't explain, four seasons in one day. Blood dries up like rain. addiction, sleeping on an unmade bed. Finding out wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away. Like four seasons in one day. Blood.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. Place your bets on the date of the Libby pardon. Put me down for June 29th. The Friday before the extra-long July 4th weekend. Some pundits are suggesting that Bush might wait until after the elections next year, since if he pardons Libby beforehand, that could damage Republican chances. But don't count on Bush putting much stock in that. He's always been more of a gang leader than a party leader. He protects his posse, Rove, Gonzalez, even Rumsfeld until it was too late. And Bush and Cheney won't want to allow some lowly trial judge to take down one of their made men. As Bush put it so indelicately, it's my government. There are a couple other reasons why Bush will hastily get out the pardon pen. First, many of the ideologues on the right, the neocons and the talk radio slobbermouths, are pleading Libby's case. At a time when Bush is in trouble with the right because of immigration, this is not the moment to alienate the base anymore. And second, Bush likes to demonstrate just how tough he is by doing the imprudent thing. That adolescent reflex bounced the country into war against Iraq, and it may yet free Scooter Libby in time for a July 4th picnic. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robertson. After time, after time, and it goes back for years. You know, let's talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breeds that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
You gave me the answer to love eternally. I love you and you seem to like me.
Very nice, Bob. All right, welcome back to Fox Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And, okay. Just more ugly stuff. I apologize, a little tight on time tonight, so I didn't really get to do a proper post over on the old blog today. So the links to all this stuff aren't up. I can't guarantee I'm going to get them up afterwards. We've got things to do because we've got a new show debuting this evening. But anyway, over at scienceblogs.com in their deep sea news site, I got an article talking about munitions dumping at sea. And they say it's no secret that the U.S. military has used the ocean and as a trash can for munitions in the past. They mention a gentleman by the name of Peter Ettenoyer, who's a graduate research associate at the Hart Research Institute for the Gulf of Mexico Studies, Texas A&M, blah, 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 blah. And they say, Peter discussed at the old at their old site how federal lawmakers were pressing the U.S. Army to reveal everything it knows about a massive international program to dump chemical weapons off homeland and foreign shores. The Army now admits that it recently dumped 64 million pounds of nerve and mustard agents into the sea, along with 400,000 chemical-filled bombs, landmines, and rockets, and more than 500 tons of radioactive waste, either tossed overboard or packed into the holds of scuttled vessels. He says, Brian pointed me to the Daily Press's in-depth coverage of the whole issue. Registration is free and only takes a minute or two and is extremely worthwhile. Included at the site are maps of disposal sites, which you can download as PDFs, stories, descriptions of items dumped, including nerve and mustard gases, and rather depressing pictures, and hundreds of dolphins washed ashore in Virginia and New Jersey shorelines in 1987 with burns similar to mustard gas exposure. One marine mammal specialist suspects Army dumped chemical weapons killed them. And these pictures are depressing. And, I mean, I hate to use a really, really vulgar turn of phrase, but talk about shitting in the nest. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that really wants to reduce me to tears. It's so unbelievably short-sighted. It's so incredibly selfish. I mean, as if it weren't insane enough to just manufacture these things. And then we go and start wars over people that don't actually have these things when we go and dump them into our oceans. Our own government is out to kill us and the entirety of this planet. I mean, they've got the maps here, and I mean, there are sites, dumping sites, all down the eastern seaboard, wrapping around Florida, off the coast of New Orleans. You've got them off Alaska, off the west coast near Sacramento, San Francisco, and even off the coast of Hawaii. I mean, and they wonder why people are sick. I mean, seriously. Dolphins with mustard gas burns. Nerve agents. What the hell is wrong with these people? I just can't get over how stupid these people are. And absolutely no regard for our ecosystem. And I mean, I want to I could see getting face to face with you just don't get it, and you know, this is what we have to do, and it's like, no, this isn't what you have to do. It's because you're lazy, you're stupid, and you honestly just don't give a damn about any of us. I mean, there's just the reports last week about the fact that they've been poisoning all the Marines who've trained at Camp Lejeune for the past 30 bloody years. You know, they're killing these guys, these men and women, before they even go into combat. Absolutely insane. In the chat room, someone's just saying they hate. Now, if it's just that, or they just don't care. Term that we use here in Australia very often. It's usually used in terms of industrial relations. And it's just called a duty of care. You have a duty of care to other people in your society. You have a duty of care to this planet. You have a duty of care to your neighbor. It just absolutely frustrates the bejesus out of me. And I'm really having trouble controlling my language at the moment, if you couldn't tell by all the dead airspace. I'm having to be my own delay button. By biting my tongue, sticking my foot underneath my chair and slamming it down. Was it Malloy and his ice pick? He usually uses that with just really, really terrible callers, but... I mean, when is... This is why I was talking about the whole concept of the Article 5 Convention. I mean, something has to change. I mean, we talk about politics all the time. We talk about politics all the time and our system of government. And it is so broken and so hijacked that it doesn't matter what your particular focus or interest is, no matter how hard you work to get the message out, no matter how hard you develop a groundswell, it's only going to be either sabotaged or ignored. And I'm really getting absolutely sick and tired of being kicked in the face by these people. And I'm having trouble even calling them people, because they become a menace. Our own political system has become a menace because it's not our system anymore. It no longer represents us. It no longer functions for us. And this is why something really, really, really drastic needs to take place, and soon. You know, not after 2008 when they steal the next bloody election. There are people with too much power and money and hunger for more power and more money with agendas. They have hijacked our country, they have hijacked the planet, and they're out to destroy it come hell or high water. All right. I'm going to take our final break for the morning. Got a couple of other things to talk to you about. And I'm going to try and just, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of a Zen moment. Clear the third eye. All right. I'm at this such a point of frustration. I really, really am, you know. And I am a peaceful guy, but I'm not a pushover. And I'm really sick and tired of being pushed around by these just awful, awful individuals. And they're on both sides of politics, as far as I'm concerned now. Both sides of politics are just absolutely corrupt. There are a few people in there, but I'll tell you what, they're so outnumbered, it's got to be frustrating as hell for them, too. So stick around, folks. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. We're going to pull out for a couple of messages, and we'll be right back. And I might get my brain together. We'll see you after this.
Went home to watch TV. And it's worse when I try to remember. When I think about then and now, I'd rather see it on the news at 11. Sit back and watch it run straight down.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wad Wally and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in the news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com. A place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
Polar bears live in the Arctic, on the ice.
But the ice is melting because of global warming.
Some polar bears have to swim so far they drown. Baby bears have died.
When I'm old, when I'm 45, all the bears could be gone.
Grown-ups should do something.
If you're a grown-up, go to polarbearsos.org now. You can make sure polar bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act.
Please help them.
Brought to you by the Republican National Committee. George W. Bush, Maximum Decider.
We keep the evildoers down at Gitmo because they're dangerous. Terrorists learn better when they got panties on their heads and stripes on their backs like the grill marks on a ribeye. If we don't do that, they'll kill you. Because they hate your mama, and they hate your Bible, like they hate your freedom. Fear. It's what's for dinner.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Thank you.
Nice one, Bob. Very, very, very nice. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Head On Radio Network. John Fox here, coming to you from Sydney, Australia. Bob Kincaid sent me an email. Oh, this is going back a few days. Another bit of just stupidity. Please go and visit ilovemountains.org. You'll find a link there for one of those online petitions things. And it has to do with this lunacy over converting coal into liquid fuel. I mean, how many different ways can I say that this is absolutely rat bag just stupid? I'm just going to read this email. It says, just a few weeks ago, we wrote to tell you about the new record of support in Congress for the Clean Water Protection Act, H.R. 2169, a critical piece of legislation in our effort to end mountaintop removal. Since that email, the efforts of people like you have added 5 more congressional co-sponsors to the Clean Water Protection Act, bringing the total number of co-sponsors to 83. This is all very good news. Hundreds of other supporters like you have been spreading the word about ilovemountains.org, growing our online campaign to over 11,200 people in the last few weeks alone. And just last week, USA Today featured an article with Appalachian Voices Executive Director Mary Ann Hitt that prominently featured our efforts to use Google Earth to pull back the curtain on coal companies' destruction of Appalachia. And this is interesting. The environmentalists are starting to grab onto Google Earth as a way to show the destruction of this planet. And satellite photography really shows what mountaintop removal does to places like West Virginia. But they say here, but even as we make progress to stop mountaintop removal coal mining, we need to ensure that Congress doesn't pass a bad energy bill that would increase America's consumption of dirty coal. And right now, Congress is doing just that as it considers several bills that would offer billions of dollars in tax breaks and subsidies to promote the conversion of coal into liquid form to use as transportation fuel. Okay, how stupid is this? Supporting coal to liquid technology would be a disaster for the mountains and the people of Appalachia and for the entire world. It's a dirty technology that will increase mountaintop removal coal mining. The process of converting coal to liquids requires so much energy that it produces almost double the global warming emissions as regular gasoline. In fact, 1 ton of coal yields just 2 barrels of fuel. Liquid coal technology would dramatically increase the need for mountaintop removal coal. To replace only 10% of our nation's transportation fuels with liquid coal, it would require a 40% increase in coal mining throughout the United States. This is a national issue, and that's why we're asking you to take action today. Please go to ilovemountains.org. It's a brilliant website. And this is, I'm telling you, we gotta find the way to take our nation back. And it's gotta be across party lines, because this is all about lobby money. And to actually subsidize this, why the hell are we not subsidizing SPEGs, that solar pump geothermal system that I discussed at great length a few weeks ago? Why are we not, and it just seems like we'll subsidize for other people to make money in the dirtiest thing possible, the most wasteful thing possible, as opposed to actually putting money into things that will do something to turn the tide. And for bloody just sanity's sake, you, We're already running out of oil. I mean, this is part of what's pulling this stuff. I cannot get over the lack of logic in any of this. But then again, we've become this absolutely ignorant, illogical, dumbass bunch of fat idiots that would rather watch as it destroys your music industry. Sit there and follow Paris Hilton's in and out of jail nonsense instead of trying to do the right thing. What is wrong with doing the right thing? Because there's money to be made in doing the right thing. I can't get over the lack of duty of care for one another, for our communities. It's getting to this level of absolute lunacy. I'm telling you. I get back to the States, and if I end up living somewhere in Appalachia, I am going to get so involved in this campaign. Thanks to Bob and Agnes and how they've exposed me to these issues and Nanette, you know, I mean, I knew it was there, but I didn't realize how horrible it is and how no one seems to give a damn where it counts. The people care. The residents care. But it never comes out in our government. Anyway. I've blown... Yeah, it's instant money. You're so right, Texas Betsy. It's all about instant money. It just makes me just absolutely go insane. All right, folks, we got to wrap it up and stick around because Joe Vecchio is on the way, and I hope I Joe's just awesome and you know it's becoming mid morning your mid morning cup of Joe anyway, and Peter Godbold starting with Strictly Confidential tonight. It's just going to be a blast. Wednesday, we've got this great interview talking about the Article 5 convention. I'm hoping that maybe we can turn this thing into a serious campaign because it could be the way that we could have a bloodless revolution in this country and get our government back. So thank you to Bob Kincaid for producing today and Agnes for slipping in there for a few minutes. Thanks to Ben Birch at the White Rose Society for everything that he does for us, the archives and the streaming. Go over there and drop a dime, drop $50, whatever you can afford. Thank you to the Carpenters for everything that they do. Scott Berry at B1 Louder Productions for the music. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
Rolling. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be as yours are. I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication.
It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about...
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. Coinciding with the White House visit today by Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, the Bush administration agreed to lift economic and diplomatic sanctions against the West Bank. The move is designed to support moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the power struggle between Hamas and Fatah. In Strasbourg, France, European officials today agreed with Israel's foreign minister to free up funds for the new government of Abbas and to continue to freeze funding to Hamas. In Kabul, a suicide bomber attacked a bus filled with police trainers yesterday. 35 people were killed, 52 wounded. It was the fifth suicide bombing in 3 days and the deadliest single insurgent attack since the U.S. invasion in 2001. In eastern Afghanistan, a U.S. airstrike on a compound thought to contain al-Qaeda killed 7 militants and 7 children. The compound contained a mosque and a school. In southern Iraq today, British troops are engaged in a fierce house-to-house battle with Shia militants. At least 36 Iraqis have been killed and 100 wounded. Elsewhere in Iraq Monday, a dozen people were killed, 71 wounded in sectarian violence. Iraq's foreign minister meets with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in Washington today. But in Iraq, U.S. Commander General David Petraeus warned the mission of stabilizing the country may take a decade. On Sunday, he told reporters counterinsurgency fighting typically lasts at least that long. North Korea announced UN's nuclear...